as much as I didn't want to come to this conclusion, this person's correct. And it's not just the glyphosate being sprayed on our crops or the fluoride in our waters. It's literally in the air. You saw my genuine enthusiasm in this video of finding a solution to fix my daughter's eczema. But it wasn't the lotions and prescriptions that we got from the doctor in Peru. It was literally just being in that environment. And I've tried eliminating every other possible explanation that isn't what we've already tried. Nothing else makes sense. It is the environment that we're in the United States, is causing her eczema. And I know people are going to say, oh, it's her gut biome, and it's fine. But what's entering her body is no different than what was entering her body in Peru, okay? That's the thing. We didn't change her diet, and it went away as soon as she was in Peru, and it came back as soon as she was in the United States again. And I genuinely don't have any other explanation for it. And it's crazy, because if you read the comments on this video, you'll see a lot of people talking about how they went on vacation, they left the United States, and as soon as they came back, they started to have their health conditions, in a lot of cases, skin problems, once again, the moment they returned. And we can explain that away as adults with diet, but we can't with infants. So she's going back to Peru with her mom, and I'm probably gonna be close behind. And when we come back is anyone's guess, because I can't even find work here right now. So there's that too. So yeah, figuratively and literally, the US is toxic.